It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 18th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Big news today from Tesla opening up more supercharging sites to non-Teslas around Europe. 16 sites in the UK. Originally reported as 14, then 15, then 16, adding Cardiff and Birmingham to the original list. Also Spain, Belgium, Sweden and Austria. So, non-Teslas, get your app, get your Tesla app, get a payment method set up. When you turn up, you say what stall number you are at and you start the charge. It's around 20% of the UK's supercharging network opened up. From London to Birmingham, Cardiff, Wokingham, which is near Reading, Thetford and East Anglia, to Cambridge and Manchester and Scotland as well, with Addiston, Dundee and Aviemore, and in Wales, Cardiff and Aberystwyth as well, which is great, adding some important DC fast charging in areas where there weren't, and giving Tesla the chance to make a bit more money out of the rest of the EV community. That sounds like a win-win-win for me. Now, in Sweden, the EV battery maker Northvolt began shipping their first EV batteries at commercially made batteries, commercial shipments last week. But we don't know who they went to. We do know they'll be selling batteries to BMW, Volkswagen Group, Volvo and Polestar in Sweden. Well, this is coming from their Swedish plant, Northvolt's plant in Skellefteå. They have 1,000 people working there. Also, the first battery recycling hub goes live as well. That's in Norway, with the ability to recover 95% of materials from EV batteries. Not a single EV battery will go to waste. The plastic, the copper, aluminium, nickel, cobalt, manganese and lithium all being recovered and used again in more EV batteries. They do not go to landfill, my friends, despite what the haters may say. The Genesis GV60's got some pricing in the US. Starts at $60,000 for the base model, or $69,000 for the performance trim. There are three trims in the UK, by the way. In the US, you get more standard equipment on the base trim. This kind of car goes up against the Audi Q4, Model Y, XC40 Recharge, those kind of vehicles. Of course, very similar to the Kia EV6 and IONIQ 5 from Hyundai, but with just a sprinkling more luxury. Also getting 3 years of free charging on Electrify America for owners of the new GV60, which should have been on sale by now, spring 2020. What's that, Memorial Day weekend, a week or so away? That'll be summer after that. Well, come on, Genesis, get those cars out in spring like you promised. In Australia, down under, we're seeing some shortage of EVs, so much so that Model 3s are selling for a lot more than they were paid new a year ago. And Hyundai IONIQ 5s that have done 4,000 miles on the clock, selling for $10,000 more than they were new. In Europe, in the Czech car makers factory Škoda, they are now making batteries for the MEB cars. Those are, if you're new to the podcast, VW Group has a platform called MEB, and on that, it's like a common set of components, on that they build cars like the ID3, ID4, Audi Q4 e-tron, the Cupra Born, and more. And the batteries for those are being made in Škoda's Mladá Boleslav plant. I probably murdered that one, sorry about that. 250,000 batteries a year coming from there to go into VWs and Audis and Seats as well. All three of the battery systems they use. Texas has got the nation's first electric vehicle certification program at the college, at the Northeast Texas Community College, with students working on motors, batteries, chargers and converters. And Mercedes-Benz confirming they will use new silicon anode technology from 2025 in their G-Wagon. The Mercedes-Benz G-Class will use technology from an investment they made many years ago in Sila, or Sila Technologies, using a high silicon anode material for up to 40% extra energy density. And that is briefly for today. See you tomorrow.